The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The robin-sized murrelet lives at sea, but lays one pointy blue-green egg each year on the flat, mossy branch of a redwood tree. While breeding, its back feathers morph from black to mottled brown to better match the forest. For 2 months, both parents race back and forth to the coast as far as 80 kilometers each day at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour while evading peregrine falcon and hawk attacks. After the chick hatches, it pecks off its redwood-colored down and, flying solo, launches straight for the ocean. As such, their lifestyle is a living link between the old-growth redwood forests and the Pacific Ocean. I have seen them, and yes, it's strange to have an animal with webbed feet in a tree deep in the forest. Despite its amazing skills, the marbled murrelet population is down by more than 90% from its 19th century numbers in California, thanks to logging, fishing, and pollution. Murrelets live as far north as Alaska, but the central California population is the most at risk. These birds are such masters of disguise, the first marbled murrelet nest wasn't discovered by scientists until 1974.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.